I'll pull up Simple Pete after the search and here today's date is 11/28/2022. Dictation is for Esteban Mucia. Mucia spells M-U-C-I-A. Esteban spells E-S-T-E-B-A-N. Date of birth is 12/27/1979. This is a 43-year-old gentleman here with ear pain, period. The patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Came in today because he's getting worse. He said, no, he's having pressure-like pain in his left etmoid and left frontal sinuses region, period. Said he has a history, long history of sinus infection, and symptoms are beginning to feel the same. Only this time he said he's having ear pain along with the left sinus pain. Patient said he would like to have a referral to a specialist because he's been having the sinus issues for a long time and will have antibiotics, and once the antibiotics wears off, the symptoms comes right back, period. He described pain today, the 6/10 increases, pain increases, leaning forward and touching his ear. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient reports body aches, reports painful lump in his anterior cervical triangle on the left. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 142/92. Pulse 85. Respiration 18. Temperature 99.7. Period. Next paragraph, nose congested with clear discharge. Erythematous endematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, face tender, left frontal and left etmoid sinuses, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Is tender anterior nodes on the left, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 3 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment of 1 is acute, left frontal and left etmoid sinusitis. Assessment number 2 is acute otitis media, left. Assessment number 3 is ear pain, left. And assessment number 4 is sinus headache, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient received the following injections: 0.71 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 10 to 20 minutes. Then re-evaluated. He reports no significant side effects from the medication. Said he's comfortable with my discharge plans. Strict return precautions were given. Next paragraph, consult to ENT was done. Patient was sent to otolaryngologist on 2940 Farm to Market Road, Spring, Texas. Telephone number is 346-413-9313. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin 875 milligrams 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, singular 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Mobic 15 milligrams 1 PO daily for pain, times 21 days, number 21. He was educated on his condition and advised to call the otolaryngologist for a follow-up. He says he understands and will comply. End of the patient.